questions for the players. Front left.
Udoka, can you talk about the battle inside there with Obi all game long? It seemed like back and forth. It seemed really fun.
Well, Obi, he's a great player. Like, it was really good down the stretch for their team, and it was a battle between me and him. I mean, he was really good going. I mean, they tried to play inside out with him, and then when he got the ball, he tried to, you know, make plays for his teammate, and also my teammate, he trusted me enough to give me the ball, and I did the same.
Thanks, Udoka. Another on the front left.
Devon, it's your third game in 3 days, and you played all 45 minutes, mm-hmm. and you still had the burst at the end. You're kind of turning the corner on the pick and roll and getting beating them to the rim. Mm-hmm. Do you just kind of like forget about exhaustion out there, or how is it at the end of a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you just got to tough it out. I really didn't feel it. I mean, I think I could have played a little bit longer, but, you know, with that much intensity and that much adrenaline going, you don't really feel the tiredness. Your whole focus is to try to win that game. You know, I'm proud of the guys, everyone who stepped up, and so I'm happy.
Devon, when you came back, you talked about not winning a trophy last mm-hmm. year. You got one sitting right next to you now. Here. Doesn't look like you're letting it go.
I'm not. This is the start of it. First of many. So we're not satisfied. We're going to enjoy this one, though, but we're looking to get back to work.
I also wonder what you thought of Doak's start to OT, not just inside, but he knocks in free throws. We're always on him about that, but got to talk about him when they go in, right?
Dominant, man. Eric sent a one at him, and you know the result when they do that. So, most dominant big in the country, and he imposed his will today. Knocked down some clutch free throws. You know, he played awesome.
Back left.
For Devon, the way you know that you were attacking and getting your offense, and then also with Udoka, when you think of two-man game and things like that, you know, the perimeter and the inside, is this today maybe the finest example that you've seen of kind of the height of your potential, you two playing together?
Yeah, right. When he has it going, you know, the tension's on him, and that opens up for, you know, other players. And it's just kind of a punch. We read the defense, take what's given to us. If we know that, you know, we can get the ball down low, we're going to go there every time. We know if they're doubling, you know, we got to look for some other things. So, my job was just to put pressure on the defense, make plays for others and myself, and try to get the win.
Thanks, Devon. Any other questions for the players? Front left.
Who's going to get keep that trophy?
I'm picking this.
Doak got it. Seniority.
All right. Any other questions? We'll let the two of you get back to your team. Thank you. Congratulations. We'll open it up for questions for Coach.
Coach, at a time when folks are talking about positionless basketball, and yesterday you were talking about it felt like a Big Ten game. You went Patrick Ewing today. You go low to the big guy, and he delivers. Talk about his development and what's that meant offensively in terms of helping you.
Well, he gets more touches when we play four guards around him as opposed to another big, just because the floor spaced a little bit. But he's he wouldn't be here if he hadn't been hurt, you know, two of the last 3 years and only play, he's only played a year and a half going into this year, and he's a senior. So he hadn't caught many breaks health-wise, but he has developed, and he's worked really hard on his touch and his free throws. And even the ones he missed actually look good tonight. So I'm proud of him for a lot of reasons. But the biggest thing is just I thought both teams competed, and my guys really competed when we really didn't play very smart in some certain areas. But we made up for it by by trying really hard. And, you know, I got to be very happy about that.
Thanks, Coach. We have a question in the back left.
You mentioned having the least control from the sideline, yet in overtime, I think you went perfect from the field, like 5 for 5. You did execute in the half court. Seemed, you know, what do you chalk that up to, and what do you think of their kind of their poise in key moments?
I did. You know, we actually, I thought they were better than us for about the first 32 minutes or 33 minutes, even though we maybe had a lead in there. I thought we were on our heels, and they had five guys that could stretch it. But the last 8 minutes or so, when we got down eight, I thought except for a couple of boneheaded type plays, I thought we played probably the best ball we played in a while. And I thought we got the ball where it needed to go. I thought we exercised some patience offensively, and we got the big guy post touches, which we hadn't been great at doing. And defensively, I thought we guarded well and rebounded well down the stretch. So I couldn't be happier with how we performed. You know, not very often does a team outscore you 36 points from three, and you outscore them by 6 from the free throw line. That's a 30-point differential, and you still have a chance to win. And so we need to obviously shoot it better and be better beyond the arc. But, you know, I guess old-fashioned ball, throw it inside as prevailed today.
Thanks, Coach. We have one on the front left.
Coach, how big was the zone you threw at him today?
Well, we went in zone, and then we forgot we were in zone like the next three possessions. And two guys were in zone and three were in man, and I think it totally, you know, maybe screwed them up or something. But it wasn't great. They scored 6 straight points against it to go up 8, if I'm not mistaken. And then we started switching ball screens, which we should have been. That's my fault. We should have been doing that the whole game. And after they made their first 4 or 5 threes to start the game, we should have been probably doing that. And that had as much to do with us winning the game as anything, is just switching ball screens last 15 minutes or so.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Bill, you talked about getting the ball where you wanted to go. How much did Marcus contribute to doing that?
Well, we're so much better with him on the court. That was a big loss. I mean, for us to be down, what, we down 1 at halftime, and Marcus only play, 9 minutes or whatever it was, that's a big deal for us. Because, you know, if you can't play Marcus, then Ochai and Devon can't get a break. So, because you need 2 of those 3 in the game all the time. And so I thought the second half, you know, I'd have to watch the tape, and I'm not nitpicking or anything. That was a great crew on the game, but he got a couple, you know, that I thought maybe that was all ball, and he went to the bench, but we kind of pieced it together until he was back in there. And then after he's back in there, we were obviously a much better team.
Front left.
Coach, you won this thing in 2015. You made it to the Elite Eight, if I'm getting it right here, looking at your schedule. What does winning this tournament do for you guys going forward?
I don't know. I don't know if it helped us a ton last time, because we lost it in 11 and went to the national championship game here. So, but I think what the tournament does more than anything, it exposes your weaknesses and allows you to prepare and get better for really big boy games, because, you know, we that was a big boy game. So the tournament is tremendous. And of course, if you win 2 games, just like Dayton feels, I'm sure, and you're going to play a third, you might as well, you know, win it. So, you know, we'd much rather win it than not win it, but I'm not sure the win will have a ton to do with what we do going forward. It's still November, and I'd like to think that automatically puts us in a very good or favorable position. But if you don't play well against Colorado, who's a top 20 team next Saturday, then, you know, this probably didn't mean as much. So hopefully it's just a springboard for enthusiasm and energy to excite our guys that we got a chance to be good if we just continue to get better.
Thanks, Coach. Front right.
Coach, you can see in Devon's face the excitement he has just winning this tournament. There was a lot of chatter kind of going into this season about, you know, what was going to go on with KU. Is there a message you kind of have to those doubters and detractors and those haters that were kind of coming to this to answer the bell and get a win at the Maui Invitational?
Yeah, I don't think there's been – I could be wrong because I'm not a – big social media guy, and I don't read what's out there, but I don't think there's been haters about this team. I think there's been some haters about maybe our program. And because we've been under a microscope or under some scrutiny, you know, obviously the last 18 months or so. So, but that doesn't have anything to do with this particular group. And we don't even talk, I'll be honest, we don't even talk about that with our guys. We talk about it amongst ourselves all the time, but not with our guys. And we try to distance them from that as much as possible. But this team isn't perfect. And obviously we got to shoot it better to have a chance to really have a really good team. But I do think we got some competitive pieces that if we improve a little bit, this could be a pretty dangerous team down the stretch.
Thanks, Coach.
Curious, is that the best that you've seen Devon and Udoku play on the same day at the same time together?
I would say so. I don't have all the stats, but they both got their career highs tonight, didn't they? So yeah, I would say that's the best. And I was excited. You know, one you know, you look at it different things. You know, Doka didn't turn the ball over. And so he was patient on the post. He didn't dribble as much. So there were some positive things that he did that was very good. And Dodd, I don't know how he has the energy to play that fast. He's a well conditioned dude. But that's the best 1-2 punch we've seen, maybe with anybody in a while in our program.
Thanks, Coach.